Just to sing the Berditchever. Sing the Berditchever is bittersweet. The last time I had the schus to sing the Berditchever together with some of the chaver in the room was this past Shal Shudas. This past Shal Shudas, we had the schus to be together in the upper dining room of Yeshiva Netivarye. Mamish was main olm haba. It was mamish main olm haba. And you have in that dining room once the light went out and it's dark, and the windows behind you, or in front of most of the guys, but behind me, mamish all the windows, you see Kaisel Maravi lit up, and we're there. We mamish went close to 2 hours after Shabbos. I don't think a guy left. It was mamish. There were moments you couldn't not start. You couldn't stop yourself from starting to cry, and they weren't. There were tears. As we've spoken about many times at this table, how tears are the language of the neshama. And when you're extremely emotional and you're extremely in touch with a moment, a person cries. People who are real cry. And it's not tears of sadness. Or even somewhat tears of joy, it's just tears of emotional awareness of being in a special moment, being in a special time, in a special place. And when it's Shabbos Kodesh, and not just Shabbos Kodesh, the pinnacle of Shabbos Kodesh, which is Shal Shudas time, and your steps from Kodesh Kodashim, and you're with Chevra that's Kodesh Kodashim, that's looking to grow, it's a moment in time that you want to last forever. Unfortunately, it didn't last forever, but singing the Berditchever, and it brings me back to that moment. And Mamish, as we sang right before, and it's just to share words of Torah then. Those are very special words of Torah. Maybe one time we'll get them out to everybody, because there was one of the Chevra that recorded them, being that we were way past Shabbos. He said, Baruch HaMavdil. I don't know to Shaila whether it was a good idea by him or not to end Shabbos Kodesh. On a personal level, I don't mean it was completely mutter, obviously. It was way past Rabbeinu Tam. But hopefully those words will bring him chizik for the future. And it was worth it. But it's hard. The emes is what I'm trying to give over, even before we start, to give over. And we all know, and many of us had this chus just to be there recently, and those that weren't there recently, we feel it, and we know, Libi B'Mizrach, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Shalayim Eretz Kodesh. And each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves, you know, what are we doing here? Like when we were in that moment, less than a week ago, I was thinking to myself, who wouldn't want this always? Who wouldn't want Shabbos Kodesh and Shalayim? Shabbos Kodesh steps from Kaisel Maravi. With such a halig Shabbos, like why do we want to be in Chutz La'aretz? Now some of us it's not want; we just need to be here for the time being. And if that's the case, for good reason, okay. But every person should be thinking to themselves, you know. Again, and I've said this over many times, but I'm always revitalized when I spend time in Eretz Yisrael to recognize and to know that every Yid, the default should be I live in Eretz Yisrael. The default should be I live in our homeland. If I've good, if there's good reason why I can't, that's another decision. But every person should think very seriously about it. I try to always say, and again, maybe I'm just trying to give myself chizik to feel good, that my home is Eretz Yisrael, and I just visit America. That's why I don't call this home. This is my bias. This is a house. It's not home. Home is only in Eretz Yisrael for a year. And we should always remember that and always feel that. But when I can bring the Chevra back from Eretz Yisrael, at least I can bring the Chevra back some ruchnius and some tam Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it's always become the minog that when I'm not zoicher to stay in shul, we weren't zoicher to Mashiach again, and we have to come back here and learn. And I always feel Thursday night shir if Shabbos Kodesh is b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, a little bit at least. But I already started minhag many years ago already. Any time I'm in Eretz Yisrael, the first Thursday night shir. Chasen Daimel Melech, what is chas? The first Thursday night shir should always be Torah that at the schus to learn in Eretz Yisrael. So that at least I could bring to the chevra and those of us who are just there to stay connected, and those of us that weren't there so recently, to have a time of the Torah to Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah to Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh Kedoshim. And could connect us and mechaber us to Eretz Yisrael. So we're zeichet, we'll be there b'karav yameinu. This week's parasha is Ve'era. So Moshe and Aaron are wanting to lead us out of Mitzrayim. And they're going and they're going to go to Paro time and time again to ask him to let us leave. First, just to let us leave for a few days, as we know. But ultimately, they will to leave Mitzrayim, to have Geula, to have redemption. In the beginning of Revi, Perek Zayim, Pazuk Ches, Pazuk Tes, Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe V'Aaron Lema, Moshe, not, Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, Ki Yadaber Aleichem Paro Lemor, Tunu Lechem Moifes. When you're going to speak to Paro, and he's going to say, give, Tunu Lechem Moifes, give a Moifes. Give him some sort of sign, symbol, miracle, to show that you're MS. So then, Vamar Shal Aaron, so you should say, Aaron, Kachas Matcha, take your stick, Vahashlech Lidnei Paro, and send, and throw it before Paro, Yilasan, and it'll turn into a snake. And we know what happens, we'll read on in a few moments. And Moshe Aaron eventually came, it says, Vayavah Moshe Aaron El Paro, and they did this, and then all the Chartum and Mitzrayim did the same. And then what happened? Aaron picked up his snake, and it turned back into a stick. Which will dash, and then the stick of Aaron, when it turned back into a stick, Rashi explains, it swallowed the snakes of the magicians. And this is mamish tremendous. This is a tremendous miracle. But we have to understand, just reading those first few words, Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, Ki yadaber lechem paro lemar tunu lachem moifes. Give me a symbol, give me a sign, give me some sort of miracle. Right? What should it say? Tenu lachem moifes? What should it say? Tenu li moifes. Hashem saw Moshe Aaron that Paro is going to say to you that he wants some sign that you're heavenly, that you're miraculous, that you're the real dudes. Right? You're authentic. So it should say, Tenu li moifes. If Paro is going to say to you, give me a sign, give me a symbol, give me a miracle, give me something. Why does it say, Tenu lachem moifes? Doesn't make any sense. So I saw a Torah from Rav Shur. He brought from the Sefer Orech L'Chaim. And I happened then, I was going through in Biurei Chassidus and saw this Orech L'Chaim inside. Yeah. Come. Saw this Orech L'Chaim inside. We'll see, we're good for that one. Tremendous Orech L'Chaim, and we have to understand this Orech L'Chaim. And I discuss again, to sit and learn this Torah by Kaisel Maravi this past Shabbos Kodesh. It's amazing, people say, this past Shabbos Kodesh by Kaisel Maravi. Hopefully we'll still be here this Shabbos Kodesh tomorrow. But okay, we'll whoever knows the minyan I daven. We should all be together Kabbal Shabbos when we greet Mashiach. So Kabbal Shabbos, right front right corner, 25 minutes after Shkia. Rav Nachum wasn't even there last week, so we have to be back this week to lead the minyan. We had a guest Bal Tfila, I don't know. So Vada, we're going to be back there tomorrow night. Mirat Hashem, just to believe. We have to have emunah. Anyways. So listen to the words of the Zohar to understand this whole entire parsha, this moifes of the snake turning into a stick and then swallowing the snakes. And what was this all about? What was going on? And why is it
The Paro is going to say, Tenu lechem mofes. It should say, Tenu li, give me a sign. Why give you a sign? Moshe and Aaron don't need the sign. They're the ones talking to God. Who's that about? Who's the lechem? So comes Eil Gazor. Listen to the words of the Zohar. But the Zohar explains the depth of this stick, this mata, turning into a snake, and what was going on here. What was that ice? What was that moifis really telling each and every one of us? Listen, Chevra. Amar Belazar. Tipach ruchayen, de'inun, de'amrin, de'lozomen, kutchabrichu, lachaya, mesaya. They should swell up. Tipach should swell up, should basically be destroyed. The people, those people, that are the chutzpah to say, there's not going to be tchias amesim in the future. Those people should, we should get rid of them. And they kitevehech, he is avid minayu biri chadash. And they say, how is it possible to have a biri chadash, a new being? Yesu v'chamu inin tipshin. This is the lashon of the Zohar. Listen, I'm reading you the Zohar. You should bring and we should see these foolish individuals. Chayove rechikin me'araisa rechikin minei. These individuals that are mamish, that are tipshin, that are fools, that are so full, far away from Torah and so far away from God. By the way, it's such an important, just to be ma'ayin in the Zohar over here. To recognize that if you're far away from Torah, you're going to be far away from God. I think there are those who think, I feel God in my life. I'm close to God in my life. You want to be close to Hashem? You learn His Torah. You connect to His Torah. Hashem gave us a way to be close to Him. It's through Torah. Through Torah mitzvahs. Not the way we decide to be close to Hashem. Halavai, we should feel Hashem by our side every moment. And those who are connected to Torah do feel Hashem by their side every moment. And those that don't, it's all just a fallacy, and you see it. It all eventually comes crumbling down. So these individuals that are far from Torah, and therefore far from God, and because of that, they say, they claim, and they question, is it possible to be Tchias HaMeisim? So this is what Zohar says, Bidei da'aron havechutra oha yevesha. In the hand of Aaron, Aaron has this dried out wooden stick. Dead! Dead, an inanimate object. Detached from the ground, a stick. A dried out stick. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that moment, he took that stick and he turned it into a lively being with a ruach, with a guf. And we saw that. Inun gufin da'ave beruch v'nishmasin kadishin. So a person's body who has in it a neshama. We have a neshama elokiz, we have a chelik elokami mamamish, we have a part of God within us, each and every one of us. Don't ever forget that. Every one of us is a part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'natru pikud eraisa, and we try our best to keep the Torah, to keep the mitzvos, v'shtadlo b'raiso yomam v'layla, and we try to toil in Torah day and night. That's why we're here together. Chves nish late at night, 11 o'clock at night, we're learning Torah. We're toiling in Torah. V'kutsh baruch tamer lam b'afra, and the Kutsh Baruch Hu goes and places it in the ground. L'basar b'zimna, the yachida alma, achas kama v'kama, the yavid l'biri chadasha. In the future, when Hashem decides, you don't think He could turn us into a biri chadasha? If God took this stick and turned it into a snake, He can't take us that had a neshama, had kedusha, had ruchnias, and then He buried us in the ground. You don't think He could turn us into tchias ameis and biri chadasha? The Zohar is telling each and every one of us that this mayface, this ice, was a reminder of tchias ameis, was a reminder that there could be a tchias ameis, and we all believe, we know this. So the stick, this mayfes represents Tchias HaMeisim, but what does it really mean to us? What does it mean to each and every one of us, B'derech Avodah? And what was Paro being shown? Why then? Why there? Why this moment? So we have to understand Tchias HaMeisim is not just in the physical realm, but also in the spiritual realm.
You know what Paro was saying? The Sefer HaChaim explains. You know what Paro was saying to Moshe and Aaron? Moshe and Aaron come and say, I want my people to leave Mitzrayim. I want them to go daven to God. I want there to be Geula. You know what Paro looks at them and laughed in their face? Paro looks at them and says, your people? Let's remember, where were we now? We're B'memtes Sharatuma. We're the lowest of low. We're mamish the lowest of low. As Chazal say, halalu of the Avodazar, halalu of the Zar. We're idol worshippers, we're Baalei Taiva, we're all in the same cultural makomos of the Egyptians, we're walking like the Egyptians in the lowest of ways. That's where we were. Which sadly reminds us much of today, with much of Judaism in America. We, Baruch Hashem, are the few that still are holding on and know what it is to be Kaddosh and to be one with Hashem and one with His Torah. Ruba de Ruba of Yid in America are assimilated. Ruba de Ruba have fallen into the culture and the ways of American immoral society. That's the large majority. You look at the names in the entertainment world, one after another. A Yid, a Yid, a Yid, a Yid. You look at the names in the Democratic Party. A Yid, a Yid, a Yid, a Yid. Shem Yirachim. You look what goes on. Memtes Shari Tumma. The lowest of low. So Paro says, Moshe Aaron, seriously? You two want to leave? Shkoyach. You guys, I get it. You guys are the princes. You guys, most of your people, look at them. Really? Tenu lechem, my face. What sign are you going to give them? They're not going to want to go. They don't even want to go anywhere. Tenu lechem, my face. How could you teach them? You, meaning you, your people, lechem, your people, tenu lechem, tenu limoves, what do I need? I don't need anything. Tenu lechem, your people needs a moy face. Your people needs a miracle. Your people needs a reminder. Your people needs to be proven that they could pull themselves out of the lowest of low. Because when a person feels low in spirituality, and when a person falls time and time again to the taivas and to the pressures of the world that we live in, when a person falls and starts falling into the world of a pornography and falls into the world of taivas mammon, the temptation for mammon, and falls into the world where we'll do anything just for kavod, for all the different lowly places that society says is very important. All those places, and you fall so low you feel like you can't even get out. There's no answer. And lo aleinu, when a guy is struggling, even in davening, and day after day I can't daven well, and suddenly I feel like I'm never going to daven well again. I feel like, how could I ever daven well again? I haven't davened well, I haven't davened with kavana in weeks, in months. And then when it comes to learning, I want to learn. I remember when I used to learn well. I remember when I put in amelis, but it's been so long. And a person can fall so low, mamish, I have no answer. I don't know where it's going. Yeah, and I get chizik once in a while, but ultimately it goes nowhere. What's going to be the sign to your people? So it was that moment that he took this stick, this dead stick, and turned it into a living being. And if a dead stick physically could turn into a living being, achas kama v'kama beruchnius, each and every one of us that does have our neshama still with us, chelik al kamim al mamish. You don't think we can have a tchias amazim beruchnius? Vad do we can have a tchias amazim beruchnius? You don't think you could overcome the taiva? You can overcome the taiva. And you can get to daven with kavana properly and learning properly. And doing away with the pressures of society, which are connected to our mitzvahs. We have to believe in it. We have to believe we can. And I'll tell you something. I saw the Tchias HaMeisim with my own eyes this past week. I saw Tchias HaMeisim. I saw with my own eyes Tchias HaMeisim. I didn't see a physical stick turn into a snake this week. I didn't see that. And my Haftorah Parshas Vayera talks about Tchias HaMeisim, by Elisha. I didn't see that either. But I want to tell you, I saw guys, mamish, I saw guys that last year, 1 year ago, less than a year ago, I'm talking this past summer, less than a year ago, for maybe weeks straight, you didn't see a smile on their face. Weeks straight, you didn't see a smile on their face. All of the last year, if you asked them, they had no idea what mesechta they were learning. They had no idea what mesechta they were learning. Might not have known where their tefillin were the entire year. No, MS. Talking MS. I mean, outside of times daily when I'd bring it to them, but they didn't know where they put it outside of that. I would see guys, mamish. Guys that were falling into all Hameven Yavin. Kol HaTaivas Tachas HaShemesh. Kol HaTaivas Tachas HaShemesh. We're ruling over them. We're Shoylet Behem. We're ruling over them. They ruled over nothing. Guys who ruled over nothing. We're mamish dead. Dead. Beruchnis. And I see these guys, certain individuals, the biggest smiles on their face, the happiest people you ever see, shining, sitting in corners in base medrashes throughout the country, 12 a.m., 12:30 a.m., steiging over Gemara. There's one particular Yid, one particular Talmud of mine, who I love, and I loved him always. But MS, last year, I can't say he learned much, and I can't say he davened much, and he was in every taiva you can imagine. And I'm telling you, I sat there, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, he's asking me every question on the parsha you could ever imagine. He's showing me his chumash, showing his gemara, it's mamish. Tchias ha-meisim. Tchias ha-meisim! I saw tchias ha-meisim! It's so tchias ha-meisim. And if these individuals can, you don't think we can? Each and every one of us can. Those of us especially who have tasted it, and know it's there, and know it's how beautiful and how precious and achamad mizav and pazrav mesugim and dvash. Rabbi Meir Shaivim. Rabbi Meir Shaivim and Shaivim are days of tshuva. And yes, v'ad, the days of tshuva and shmir shanayim, and to work on those in yonim, which we've spoken about so many times before, and we'll continue to speak about. But I think more important than even getting to that, Mir Tashem, another week. More important than even getting to that is first and foremost, you know, you may show even before anything else, is just believe in the koyach hatshuva. To believe that I can, believe that I can change, believe that I can grow. And we all need to grow. We all need to work on ourselves. And believe we could be more than we are. And that too is tchias ha-meisim. Tchias ha-meisim for each and every one of us, beruchnias, is not just if we're mamish, like the examples I'm giving of a guy who mamish is so far off and then turns it around. But each and every one of us, we have areas that we need tchias ha-meisim in. Each and every one of us, but we have to believe in it. And that's the symbolism and the sign. The symbolism and the sign of this Maifis Tenu Lachem that we give to you, to us. That's to us. To each and every one of us. And sometimes we read things and we feel yish because of what we think and where we've been for so long. You know, we know there's a very talking Yimei Shoivim. So we know the famous, the words the Zohar tells us when it comes to Shechazar al-Vatala, comes to masturbation, it comes to these in Yanim, that tshuva doesn't work. Tshuva doesn't work. So that could be very disheartening. Very scary. And then I don't need to see that Zohar. I just know that it's something I've been working on for 6 years already. So what, suddenly, and I've had ups and downs, but suddenly it's going to work. Of course it can. You have to believe in yourself. And maybe what it, and Vada, all the Svarim say it similarly, but the Shem Shmuel I saw most recently this year says, what does it mean tshuva doesn't work? It means the normal sense of tshuva doesn't work. You need more Mesiris Nefesh here. You have to go above and beyond. You have to become a Birya Chadosha. You have to have Tchias HaMeisim Tika Tshuva. A Tchias HaMeisim Tika Tshuva. You think it can't work? It's connected everything it means to be a Jew to think it doesn't work. You know, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches and Mebeis says that a ger sheniskayer, a convert, is kekatan shenolad, like he's born anew, he's a new being. So if a ger who was in Nomas Olam, what do you have? A nefesh of Bahamas? What do you have? Right? And he could become a katan shenolad,
You don't think each and every one of us could do tshuva and have tchias amesim in any area in the world just because I've fallen? You know where we reach with tshuva? I saw this tour years ago, amazing. If you look in the bracha Shiveinu, the bracha of tshuva, there are 15 words. Why there are 15 words? So listen to the tour. The tour explains that we know there are 7 levels of the rikia. Here's a deep Torah, mamish, beautiful Torah. There's 7 levels of the Rekiah, 7 levels of heaven. And in between each of the 7 levels, there's avir, there's space, there's air. And close. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're holding, right? So then there's one more avir before the Kisei HaKavod. So you have 7 Rekiahs and 8 avirs, that's 15 levels of Shemayim. Until you get to Kisei HaKavod. And the Torah brings down, from based on the Kabbalah, that what? How many years are between each of these stages? Be each stage to go from Avir to Rekia, Rekia to Avir to Rekia, would take, if you had to travel it, it would take you 500 years. 500 years. So think about it. What, we're now in Tafshin Pei. We're 5,780. If there are 15 levels, and you had to travel from Earth, which was where we were put, and get to Kisei HaKavod, 15 times 500 is 7,500 years. 7,500 years. Now, we've only existed in the world 5,780. So even if you happen to have been born in the beginning of time and happen to still be alive, which obviously is nobody, then you'd still only be like, you know, 2/3 of the way there. To get to Kisei HaKavod. Yet, Chazal teaches the Beferish Gemara, Gemara Numa Daf Pei Vav, when a person does tshuva, the tshuva magas, ad kisei hakavod. Tshuva yisrael ad Hashem elokecha. When you do tshuva, you reach kisei hakavod. So you do tshuva, you travel 7,500 years like that. You get to kisei hakavod. You get to the Eibishter when you grow. That's why it is. But makom shvah tshuva oimdam feels the deacon gemir muyah shalamud. You know what tshuva does? It doesn't say that stam, you do a mitzvah, you learn Torah, you're traveling ad kisei hakavod. But when we grow, when we improve, when we work on ourselves, and we can, and we have to believe in that. And believe that we could be a Bir Chadosh, and believe that we could change. We have to believe in ourselves. We talk so much Amun about Hashem, which is so important. We have to have Amun in ourselves. Believe in who you are. That's the biggest of the biggest issues in society today. The reason why psychologists and therapists are making, one of the reasons, there are a few different reasons, but one of the reasons they're making mamish going to the bank like never before. One of the biggest reasons, people just don't believe in themselves. And they need the chizik. I'm not saying they don't. They do need it. If we just believed in ourselves, believed in our abilities, believed in our, what Hashem is, if Hashem has put you in this world, Hashem is giving you koichos, that means you can be great. You can be great. That you're here for a reason, to change the world. To believe in yourself. Believe in your koyach to change. You know, we said before, this tremendous nes, this tremendous miracle, this miracle of this stick turning into a snake. So what about that secondary miracle? What was so important? Rashi points out, based on Gemara Shabbos and the Medrash, that after it turned into a snake, and all the mitzvahim were able to do the same, then it became back to it being a stick. As a stick, it swallowed all the other snakes. Why was that necessary? Why was that necessary? Listen to this Vasemis. The Hilgiger Rebbe says, when it comes to kishuf, it comes to magic, even back in the day when it was seemed so real, all of kishuf is only koyach dimyon. I mean, it's all just the sleight of hand. It's all optical illusions. You can have incredible magicians, but ultimately, there's no real change in mahus. There's no real change in the essence of the being. Even in the times when the mitzvim, which were able to do things which were incredible, it was all just a change in dimyon, in appearance, in what, how we perceive something, but it wasn't they really changed anything.
Only the Eibishter could change the most, the essence of something. Only the Eibishter. So when the Mitzrim were able to take their sticks and turn it into snake, that was Koich Dimyon. That was optical illusion. That was, it looked that way for in an incredible way, in ways that in our days we can't do. But L'maisa was still a stick in essence. What does that mean? I don't know. Those snakes couldn't reproduce or couldn't. It was all no MS. They weren't really snakes. They might have moved. They might have looked like it, but they were a stick that appeared like a snake. That's what it was. It was a stick that appeared like a snake. When Aaron changes his stick into a snake, about the koich of the Eibishter. When the koich of Eibishter was mamish a snake, that eats, a snake that chvesnish devours. And therefore, what was Pshat? Listen, Sfas Emes says that it turned it back into a stick, and then as a stick, swallowed other snakes to show what? That it was such a change in the most of the being that it turned into a snake, that even though now it appeared like a stick, it still could swallow something else. It was a complete change in what it was. A complete change in what it was. So even if it looks like something else, no. This is now a snake. And as a snake, it could swallow other things. Complete change. Why was that so significant? Because if this is all teaching, God's about Tchias HaMesim, as the Zohar says, and not just Tchias HaMesim, the Aruch HaChaim saying, Begashmi, but Baruchni, and telling us a Koach HaTshuva, and told us that each and every one of us can change, and each and every one of us can grow, and each and every one of us can be more than we are. Also, there's a secondary, sometimes, sad feeling of yish, because there are a lot of times in our lives that we've changed and we've grown and we've done tshuva and stayed that way for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month, for 2 months, and fallen back. And we think to ourselves, I'm gonna always have that battle my whole life. I'm always gonna be a roller coaster, ups and downs, I'm never gonna finally make it. So you know what else HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you? No, you could even make it. You can make such a strong change that it's an emistic change. That it's the essence of the being has changed. That you're not going to go back and you're not going to fall back. That's how far Koach HaTshuva goes. And I want to tell you, not only did I see Tchias HaMesim in some of the recent Talmidim, but I had this chus when I was in Israel to see many guys who are sitting and learning, married with children, older, and made sincere, significant, real, massive Tchias HaMesim dika change in their lives. That have stayed forever. Incredible. If I told you some of these guys what was going on in their lives in high school or early afterwards and who they are today and how they're walking around, B'kedusha, V'tara, and they're learning and they're davening and the way they treat other people and the way they talk to other people in their midos, in their derech eretz. Real, significant tshuva. And we have to believe we can as well. Real tshuva. We can change. We can be different. We can grow. We have to believe in ourselves. And we're starting. We're already, this was the second week of Shoivvim. If you haven't started yet, get started. We're 2 weeks in already. Whether you're fasting or whether you're fasting and you're in addition to that, working on our learning and our growing. I meant the ikkar is the growing, if you understood. Specifically in learning Torah, Shoivvim is Gematrith. 360, which is Gematria Shas. But we have to first and foremost believe in the ability that we could change. Because if you don't believe, you're never going to do it. If you think, I'm stuck, I'm who I am, then why would you do it? You have to believe you can, and you can do it for good. Each and every one of us. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he brought me a very special matana when I was preparing The share, that's all Torah from Eretz Yisrael. If you take the gematria, behafach mata lihi tanin. Behafach, when you turn around the mata, the stick, lihi, to be tanin, a snake. It's gematria 726. Exactly, gematria is zu tshuva. This is tshuva. You hear? Zu tshuva. Because this is the essence of what tshuva is for each and every one of us. What is tshuva? Read a Rambam. If you, if you, Read the Rambam. What it is to be someone who's a Baal Tshuva. Ben, the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. First of all, starts out Gedoyer La Tshuva Shekareves as Adam L'Shechina. As we said before, we mamish could travel 7,500 years. It brings us to the Shechina. But then he continues. Klemrim Tachzer B'Tshuva. If you turn B'Tshuva, Biti Davek. You're gonna cling to Hashem. Hatshuva mekareves as arachoikim, brings close to those that are distanced. Emesh hayezas sanoi lifnei amakom mishukat umeruchak v'toyayeva. Yesterday, the same individual, yesterday, was hated by before Hashem, was disgusting, was far away, was a disgrace. V'hayom, and today, hu ahuv. V'nechbad, karov v'yedid. He's loved, he's precious, he's close, and he's a friend of Hashem. That's what tshuva could do for us. That's what tshuva could do for each and every one of us. And you can mamish change to the extent that you're a different person, you're a bir chadasha. That's what tchias ha-mesim is. So incredible, another tfasemes. You know, there's a Mishnah in Soita. The Pasuk says in V'rach halevav yelech v'yashav lebeso. Hayare v'rach halevav yelech v'yashav lebeso. That someone who has fear and someone who's lighthearted should go home and not go to war. So the Mishnah in Sota, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, brings the opinion of Rav Yosi Aglili. Who's this talking about? Ze hamis yare min haveros shebiyado. Someone who's afraid of his haveros. He's afraid that he's done haveros in the past, which will come back to haunt him, and he's going to not be successful at war, so he should go home. Comes Fasemes asks, I don't understand. Someone who's afraid of his past averas, that's a tzaddik. That's tremendous. Meaning, that's what's on my mind. I feel bad about my averas. I feel bad about what I've done. I'm afraid that those are still part of me. I'm very meticulous. I'm very on top of my game. What's wrong? That's a tzaddik. That's a good person. It says Nisht. Someone who's really a Baal Tshuva. Someone who's really a Baal Tshuva is someone that's so far away from his past, he doesn't even think at all about the past. He's not afraid of the past anymore. He's past the past. He's past the past. And we all need to be on that level. I'm just looking to grow. I'm past the past. It's not holding me back anymore. That's not who I am. I'm a different person already. Not Miss Yare from what I've done in the past. We Miss Yare about what I was still thinking about and chesbening what I did in high school. Then you didn't do tshuva yet. Then we didn't do tshuva yet. And if you did tshuva properly, I'm past it. I'm a bir yichadosha. I'm a new being. I don't talk about these things. I don't discuss these things. I don't look back on those things. It always bothers me when it comes to shiduchim. And sometimes deal with shiduchim, and some, whether it's the guy, the girl, they're worried strongly about what went down, what happened with in high school. What happened? Now, usually, again, most kids were talking already at least 3-4 years past high school. At least 3-4 years past high school of the most transformative years of one's life. And we're worried about what went on in high school. Now, again, if there are severe things that might have psychological, you know, baggage, or very, you know, I'm saying the average teenage Balataiva, Hameven Yavin, again, I'm not condoning and saying this is an excellent thing that went on in high school. Chas v'shalom, that's not what I'm saying. But that we're going to be stuck on that. Okay, shkoyach, we're not going to have any shiduchim anymore. What's going to be? But l'maisa, if we believe in the power of a Baal Tshuva, what are we even talking about? A different person. You're looking at a different person. You're not looking at that person. You're going to analyze the person. You can also analyze when he was 5 years old and Ichvesnisht, or when he was two and he was crawling, he wasn't walking. I'm afraid he crawls. He doesn't walk. You know, it's like we're going to talk about it. But he's walking now. What does it matter that he once crawled? It matters that he once crawled, but now he's walking. He's a different person. Does anyone here ever go back to crawling? Does anyone in this room go back once in a while? Oh, I'm in the mood to crawl instead of walk.
I'm in the mood to crawl. Nobody goes back to crawling. I'm past that. I'm a different person. I don't crawl anymore. One day, when you're zayicha b'shatayim and have children, you'll crawl a little with your children when they're crawling. Bezer Hashem, you should be zayicha. Outside of that, why are you crawling? Nobody crawls. Okay, you go for a chvesis, you go in some tunnel tours in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you need to crawl a little bit. I don't know. Dig for a day. Chvesnisht. I'm past that. And we have to believe we're past that. We have to believe if we're not past it, we can be past it. And we have to believe in the Koyach HaTshuva, each and every one of us, specifically during the Yimei Shoivavim. These very big days of tshuva. And we look, why are these the days? Because these are the days that Klal Yisrael themselves grew and went from the 49th level of Tumah. None of us ever hit the 49th level of Tumah, trust me. And Klal Yisrael, 49th level of Tumah, and we're roi, not just to leave Mitzrayim, to be Mekabel Torah, Bektush of Tara, like Adam Rishon Koyd Mlechet. They reached such a level. So we can't grow. That's why these are Yimei Shoivim. That's why each and every one of us needs to believe in ourselves. And each and every one of us needs to take the chizik of these days to be doing tshuva, to be growing. Halavai, we should all be Baal Tshuva. What is chus to be Baal Tshuva? Halavai, I should be called a Baal Tshuva. But a real amistic Baal Tshuva was not misyore of their past and not looking back on their past. They've climbed out of that. Bikdush of Tara. And then we'll be zoiche to Geula. We'll be zoiche to not just the Geula, like the Geula of Mitzrayim, we'll zoiche to the ultimate Geula of Hashem. But if we're not zoiche yet to the ultimate Geula, at least the Pratidika Geula, for each and every one, we should have that Geula, where we should feel free, and we should feel free of our past, and feel like we've moved on, and feel that it's strong, and feel that we're emes in who we are. And then never look back and just keep on growing. Be'ez Hashem, Baruch, be'zoicha, be'kedush v'tar, until we're zoicha, to be'ez Mashiach, be'meir, be'ameinu.